During the Second World War, the Polish four-member family of Franciszek Lech, consisting of the father, his wife Katarzyna, his daughter and his son Jan, lived in the hamlet of Wulka near the village of Gołuchów in the municipality of Chmielnik, Kreis Busko, in the Radom district. They owned a small farm of about 4 acres. The farm was located in a remote area next to a forest. From the end of 1942, the Lech family provided shelter and food to a group of Jews who had escaped from ghettos and Jewish centers such as Chmielnik, Kije or Pietrkowice, destroyed by the German occupation authorities in 1942 as part of Aktion Reinhardt. The Jews staying with the Lech family were also helped by the inhabitants of the surrounding villages, and some, such as the Boberek and Kaszub families, also hid Jews. Among those rescued by the Lech family were Wiśliński with his wife and children, Szulim Markowiecki with his 2 sons and Szmul Fisch. Once in a while, Szulim Markowiecki's family would come to the Lechs, stay for a few days and leave. The Jews from Jędrzejów were also hiding at the Lechs for several days. At any one time, several to a dozen Jews hid on the farm, and sometimes even more than 20. As Jan Lech recalled, they were poor people and his father did not expect payment from them. At some point, the Germans found out about the presence of Jews at the Lech family. To this day, it is not known where they got this information from. Did one of the Jews detained and tortured by the Germans tell them about it, or maybe one of the partisans, a Pole? In any case, on 11th June 1943, at around 5 p.m., a German police force of around 20 gendarmes from Jędrzejów and Chmielnik and the Navy Blue police from Kij surrounded the Lech family buildings. The gendarmes shot at them and set them on fire. 12 Jewish people were killed as a result of the attack, burned alive in the buildings or shot near them, including Wiśliński's wife, a man named Hill and his sister Hanka. Most of the victims died in the burned barn. A few Jews managed to escape, although the whole farm was burned down. The German gendarmerie then searched the fields for hiding Jews. They wanted to shoot Franciszek Lech, who was working on the farm and had observed the whole incident from a distance. He managed to escape death because the policeman did not know that he was the owner of the farm. Earlier, just before the action, the German gendarmes had ordered his daughter and his wife Katarzyna, who were also in the field and were not recognized by them as those hiding Jews, to move away. Fortunately, Franciszek's 14-year-old son Jan, who escaped from the burning house under fire, also escaped death. However, after a few days, on 15th June 1943, the German policemen returned to Wulka and find the hiding Jews. During this action, they shot Franciszek's brother, Wojciech Lech, as they found him next to the site after fire. The Lech family was not repressed anymore because the news had spread that the Germans had killed the owner of the building who was hiding Jews. The murdered Jews were buried at the place of execution, whereas Wojciech Lech was first buried near a mound with potatoes, where he was shot by a bicycle patrol. After a month, Franciszek Lech unearthed his brother's corpse and buried it in his own meadow. After the gendarmes left, the Lechs went to the village of Górki in the municipality of Kliszów to Katarzyna's family, and then until the coming of the winter, the family hid in the Włoszczowice forest because no one wanted to help them out of fear of the Germans. It was only later that they received help from the village head named Kasia, who obtained false documents for them, the so-called Kenkarts. They also took refuge with Bolesław Lasek and with the Pawłowski family in Gołuchów, where they lived until the end of the war. Members of the Lech family, like many others, were not awarded the Righteous Among the Nations medal. Historians estimate that during World War II, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers.